From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. Missouri lawmakers continue to hash out their differences over the state budget these next 2 weeks, but as Samuel King reports, both chambers agreed to pass a budget that eliminates state funding for Planned Parenthood's 11 clinics throughout the state.
Missouri already cut off Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood last year for services like preventative care and testing for sexually transmitted diseases. Republicans say money should not be going to any organization that provides abortions, but Mevi Mead with Planned Parenthood Advocates in Missouri says that argument is misleading.
This is taking away access to the very services that prevent unintended pregnancy.
The Planned Parenthood Clinic in St. Louis is the only one that is providing abortions in the state. The organization has sued to get the healthcare funding restored in Missouri. I'm Samuel King.
The Columbia Board of Education and City Council are supporting a Missouri House bill that would allow cities and schools to split costs for city buses and allow high school students to ride the city bus to school. Columbia Board of Education Vice President Jonathan Sessions says this change would allow the schools and the city to make more efficient bus routes and better jobs for bus drivers.
We struggle in the Columbia Public Schools because we run bus routes in the morning, then there's a big break, then we run bus routes in the afternoon. That's not a full-time job. Not only is it not a full-time job, it's a part-time job that makes it difficult to have other part-time jobs.
The bill has been passed out of the House and is currently in a Senate committee. A new study released Tuesday from MU uses a three-dimensional imaging technique that provides an enhanced look at the muscles of bird flight and possibly other species. Notaborda has more.
The study will allow for more in-depth learning and research into muscle architecture, or how the muscle fibers interact in three dimensions. Casey Holliday is an MU Associate Professor of Anatomy. He says the applications go beyond just birds, providing insight into other species.
We're also expanding the technique into understanding how our own bodies have evolved over time, new imaging of how we're built and the intricacies inside of our own bodies and how our muscles work is really important for kind of health sciences training.
Holliday says the study provides vast opportunities for researchers when dealing with muscles and muscle fibers. Noah Taborda, KBIA News.
$50 million appropriated from the General Revenue Fund to roads and bridges has spurred debate on whether or not allocating this money is an appropriate answer to fixing the Rocheport Bridge. The bridge offers passage on I-70 between Columbia and Boonville, and now it's in critical condition, which could mean dangerous driving over the bridge until the state pays for the expense of reconstruction. Opponents against the bond say it would be inappropriate because it would take funding from schools and low-income residents. But Representative Fraser says the legislature needs to work together to find another solution.
Got to come together and figure out how do we fix this bridge? How do we pair it with money that comes from the federal government? And instead of just robbing Peter to pay Paul, how can we pay for it?
The House must pass this bill by May 17th. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.